Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Work for Life show, and I'm your host. I'm Bea Leader. You can call me Bea. Today is Thursday, August 13, 2015. It's 3:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The show comes to you live from Houston. This Work for Life show is about making money. If there's a way to make money, I have a show here about it. From stocks, which I am well-versed in, to home-based businesses, storefront businesses, mail order, or working 9 to 5. Or if you need training, or if you need to get a GED because you never got one and you feel that with that, you'll feel a little more confident. I'm about building confidence. I'm about people making money. I'm about money making the people. You're going to either earn your money over your lifetime or your money is going to earn money for you. I like it when money makes me money. And I didn't learn earlier enough in life about money making money, but I learned. And I feel good when I go and take one of them checks and splurge it quarterly because I can. And my money is still growing. It's a lot of years for money. Like most Americans do. But when we learn better, we do better. And as most Americans, I wasn't taught to even think about my money making me money. I was taught to get up and go to work and work hard and be there every day and do a good job. And I did it. But somewhere along the line, I decided it just wasn't good enough. Because I wasn't getting the things I saw a lot of other people with. Not people that was doing the same thing I was doing, but people that were doing different things. And that was when I started paying attention to the people whose lives was like I wanted mine to be. And when I started doing that, I started learning and meeting the right people, going to seminars, sitting in on workshops, listening to people talk when they didn't even know I was listening to them talking. Going to places where I knew the people were not going to be gossiping. Here at the Work for Life show, you're not going to find gossip because that's not what I do. I do talk about politics from time to time, but most of the time I talk about you finding out how to make money. Today's show is about bringing business ideas to life. I come out of a job-finding industry, staffing agencies. I've worked for them. Our goal always was get people working so that companies could pay us while other people were working for their money. Take, for instance, if you got hired through the agency where I worked, and you were getting paid $9 an hour, or we might have been getting paid $25 an hour. So every hour you worked, you were making us money, nice money. So my job was to go out and not only do the job development, but my job also was to develop employees, so that we can match up people to our employers. And I did a fine job, and I'm good at it, because I had to convince people that they had skills. And a lot of people don't realize the skills that they actually have. But because I knew I would make more money when I brought in more people to match them to jobs that employers had out there, oh, yeah, I taught people how to have confidence in their abilities. And through that, I was able to move on to do other things. all in the job finding business. And I must say I did pretty good, and I learned how to invest in stocks and invest in people and all these good things. So today I mostly invest in people. Now, what do I mean by that? Entrepreneurs. That's what I do. I invest in entrepreneurs. I find people with great business ideas, and I help them bring those ideas to life. And I get paid in the process. It's easy. It's like, well, it ain't like taking candy from a baby, because you know that's not easy. But I have to find the right people who have tried something and know that it works. Or I find people that didn't even know that they have some abilities. And I teach them how to take those abilities and make them work and turn it into money. That's what I do right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You can email me, WFL@workforlife.net. And I'm on Twitter at workforlife.bea. I have one goal, and that's money. And I will find a way to help you make money. And I will find people to invest in you so that you can make money and that investor can make money. That's what I do. I have some set rules, and these rules work. And the things that I teach you here, you can do them on your own. You don't need me. But it can be good to have me, but you don't need me. You can learn them from my shows right here. What I do is so good and so accurate, and without a doubt, there will be results. I can talk to you about it and tell you exactly what to do. And you can do it, and I can do it, and everybody else can do it, and you're making money. Everybody's making money. It's just based on which area you want to make your money from. I like being able to invest in people and find investors for people. That's the work that I do. Now, I have some rules. You got to have the proper attire, the proper attitude, and abilities, and be willing to take the right actions. Attitude, attire, abilities, and actions. Now, if you got the right attitude and the right ability and you're willing to take the right actions, the rest of it is a piece of cake. If you do those things, I can do the rest because I can find the people to get it done, and that's what I do. Social networking is one of the things that must be done. By you, by me, and that's how we find investors. My next rule, I got four. You got to have the right attitude, abilities, and take the right actions. You got to always make sure that the ball is never left in your court. I compare it to a tennis game. You play that game, you got to learn it. You got to smack them. You got to do it. You got to come ready to play, and you always make sure that the ball is never left in your court. The third thing, ask for the bid or ask for the job. You have to prepare. And when you are prepared, when opportunity knocks, you got to respond accurately, promptly, and ask. Act promptly, accurately, and ask for that bid or ask for that job. That's what it takes. And the fourth thing, you can never let fear stand between you and your goal. And that is what most people do. They allow fear to stand between them and their goals. And the result is they never reap the successes that they are capable of. They never step out of their comfort zone. You have to step out of your comfort zone if you intend to bring your business ideas to life, because you can't do it on your own. There has to be others there involved every step of the way, and you're the one who has to bring those others into your court ongoing and make sure that you act properly, accurately, and ask for that bid when that time, that opportunity presents itself. You got to be a risk taker. I don't mean risk your life. I don't mean risk your livelihood. But I mean step out there and take a risk. And that's what a lot of people are not capable of doing. And because they're not capable of doing so, they never get the opportunities in life that's right at their door. They're always, if you're always finding a reason, you can forget bringing your business ideas to life. It's not going to happen. But if you want it to happen, you're going to present the opportunities in your life to make it happen. You're going to social network. You're going to be around people who can offer you something. You're going to attend seminars and workshops because they're there to you to turn a great idea into money by providing a service or goods, by finding someone who's willing to invest in your business, by identifying your target market, and then teaming up with other entrepreneurs. You see, a great idea is just another great idea, unless that idea is brought to life. And bringing business ideas to life takes time, money, and abilities. These three things can be at your disposal with the right business idea. Operating a business is providing a service or a product at a price others will pay to receive. Starting a business can be as complicated or as simple as you want it to be. Bringing business ideas to life takes a desire, a passion to do what it is you're going to be doing, time, money, and abilities. A great idea can have you earning money in 7 days. Want to give it a try? What is your biggest concern? Is there an obstacle in your way? Okay, I got about 5 minutes. If you want to call in, talk about it, or you can email me. You can call in, first of all, let me give you the call-in number, 424-2225. You can email me, WFL@workforlife.net. You can send me a message right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. You need to follow me first, and on the message board, send me a message, and I'll respond. Or you can check me out on Twitter at workforlifebea. I'm here about one thing, and that's helping people make money by finding investors for you. And I do that, and I'm good at it. And all it takes is for people to take advantage of it. Whatever your equipment needs are, your material needs are, your morale, your boost, or you need to clear up some things, we'll start where you are. And in less than 30 days, you'll be on your own. Now, you can do a lot of it right here using the archive files, or you can set up for one of the workshops where it's hands-on, small group, never more than a dozen at one time. Now, when you attend the workshop, of course, the workshop is not free, because the workshop is actually in a place of business, and there is a fee there. Now, my only cost here is to thank Blog Talk Radio for giving me the opportunity and to pay my internet bill and my cable bill and keep me a computer and a telephone. Okay. But I want to help you. That's the point. I want to help you bring ideas to life, and I can do that. That's my passion, And if you want it, the help, it's, I have archive files here 24/7, and that help is free. And if you're willing to pay, I have workshops that I do, and those workshops you have to be willing to pay. And you will get a chance to meet other entrepreneurs. And there are other activities for pleasure and business that goes along with it. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you, because the rest of the summer, this is what I'm doing, trying to get set up with a nice group of people so that I can work on through this end of this year, make me some money and make them some money. I hope you'll be one of them. And if not, you can always get the information you need right here for free, because I believe in giving back. My goal is to grow communities, to develop communities, and in order to do that, somebody got to be willing to give up something. And so, since it takes time, money, and abilities to do anything, most people in need don't have but one, or maybe the other, or none of either one. And so it takes people in communities to come together with time, money, and abilities and improve communities. And that's what I'm about. Except for my belief is, in order to improve communities, people must be willing to do everything they can to get a job. Might not be the job that they fairly believe they deserve, but do everything that you can to get a job and to spend some time in praise and learn politics, register to vote. That's what I think people need to do. Vote, pray, and work. And I believe that life will provide you with everything you desire if you do those things, those three things. So, looking to hear from you. And if you're not a follower, please follow now. Do so. Just click the follow button. And I'll give you a response to let you know that I got you signed up and you will hear from me. I do giveaways. I do discounts. And the discounts is on things that I sell online. And I'm always here for information. By emails, I'll do it, and I'm willing to speak with you by phone. So, I'm B, and this is the Work for Life show, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today. I hope something in this show has encouraged you to move forward with your life, to make your life better for yourself and for those around you, in your home and in your community. Because whatever it is that we're seeking, there is no one person that can provide it to us but us. There are a lot of people who can be a help along the way. But every move that's made has to come from you, has to come from me. And remember, you got to put the ball in their court. Don't leave it in yours. Until the next show, this is the Work for Life show. I'm B. Thank you for listening. Let me hear from you.